Blog Talk Radio.
I'm your host, Havoc. Call Gil G. We'll be joining us very shortly. In the meantime, this is Shaq with Fat Ho.
The only thing better than a whore is a fat ho!
She was fat and fat. What's her name?
F-A-T-O-S-O! F-A-T-O-S-O!
Tiger Beck. Up next, Sick Mind by Paxel.
See what I see, go ahead and look through my eyes. I'm gonna make you believe that I don't see you right. I got these images, I know I got a sick mind. I know I have it in here, go ahead and travel inside. Go ahead and see what I see, go ahead and look through my eyes. I'm gonna make you believe that I don't see you right. I got these images, I know I got a sick mind. Bar better back up, cause I'm coming full force like a mad truck. I won't slow down when I'm coming at ya. No further than brace, keep it stature. I'm no actor, I'm a rapper. I'm betraying myself for the chapter, so I know what happens after. Gonna deliver these punchlines faster, no bastard. I got a rotten mouth and I don't really give a fuck as to what I'm about. I'm a head trip, think you figured it out. I'm gonna travel through your brain, doesn't matter the route. Here we go now, going deep inside. Forget your pride, you don't wanna be eaten alive. Life's a bitch, wish you been here to switch and just let go. Dream on is a passion. Doesn't matter any time of day, the games you play are fucked up in a weird way. What a beer say when you have a lie, settling over your brush, trying to find a spotlight. Like, it's kinda hard to do when you're standing in the spotlight. Like, but anything can change in the middle of the night, right? I know I have it in here, go ahead and travel inside. Go ahead and see what I see, go ahead and look through my eyes. I'm gonna make you believe that I don't see you right. Got these images, I know I got a sick mind. I know I have it in here, go ahead and travel inside. Go ahead and see what I see, go ahead and look through my eyes. I'm gonna make you believe that I don't see you right. Got these images, I know I got a sick mind. I'm the same when I'm off the chain. You better keep me locked up, cause I'm fucking the brain, fucking the pain. As long as I have something to gain, I'm gonna keep the shit going till my blood's in the drain. I'm a dark individual, fuck this invisible. I don't really care, but I gotta keep it visible. I'm original like Microsoft. Yeah, we all look the same, but the lights are off. No piss me draw, you don't really want that kind of drama. Similar to fucking with three baby mamas. That could be a fucking problem. I'm a man, I'm a word, and I know that I got them. Got these images floating in my head, then I piece them all together till my eyes bleed red. Never back from the dead, nothing but cling on my head. I'm an eyesight with a sick mind instead. It's critical, I'm cynical. I'm a motherfucking beast, I'm lyrical. I'm a lyrical beast, I'm a motherfucker. I'm a cynical bitch, but I'm off the cover. Gotta do this every day, gotta get another. And I do this for my fam and my little brother. I thank God I'm alive, thanks to my mother. I dedicated all my life, I'm a rap lover. I know I have it in here, go ahead and travel inside. Go ahead and see what I see. Go ahead and look through my eyes. I'm gonna make you believe that I don't see you right. I got these images, I know I got a sick mind. I know I have it in here, go ahead and travel inside. Go ahead and see what I see. Go ahead and look through my eyes. I'm gonna make you believe that I don't see you right. I got these images, I know I got a sick mind. We'll be right back.
back. Up next.
No way did I think a tablet was going to be a good deal. You're talking
Shadow of the Undead. Twisted Tales of Halloween.
Welcome, boys and girls. Please take a seat for me as we tell you twisted tales of Halloween. Don't try to hide your eyes like a little whiny bitch as we take you on a journey with every bloody stitch. I was walking in a cemetery late one night. The moon and the stars were shining so bright. Looking for my victim with evil in my eyes. Welcome to the night where everyone dies. I found some fresh prey sitting on a headstone. You know it's not safe to be out this late alone. For the living, but for the dead, and the sorry sad souls on which I fed. You don't belong here, but I'll fix you strong with life and existence with the weight that is shrouded in the night. Just give yourself to me, and I'll show you the way. Give me your soul as I take the pain away. As the blood starts to flow and the ground stains red, you're now joining in the ranks of the living dead. You'll never age, you'll never die. This gift I give to you. You're now a slave to the night. There's nothing left to lose. Seems like it's heaven in this twisted nightmare. It's so hot in here. What's with this jacket? No sleeves with the locks and chains. Just rotting my brain. It's driving me more insane. No, not here. They might hear you in my head. I've done everything you said. It's got me here and now I'll pay. I'm dumb, dead. I hate this phony box and all these windows with the locks and the bars are scarred. My heart turning callous and barred. Oh, sweet. My friends all came to visit. Could not believe it. Saw me the strain. They're trying not to lose it.
Fucking face as I am this little tirade of hate with the wicked serenade.
Yeah, we back. Up next, Pandora's Toy Box, featuring Lilith Astaroth, Slaves to the Slay.
All things to the dead show.
And we're back. Let's see up next for y'all. Pantera. Alpha Blood.
Nobody hears me. I'm shouting to the heavens, but nobody hears me. make it happen. Set the tone to be a drill pattern. There was a definite moment of panic. Had a plan on what exactly you don't need me. Never have. I'm just held your back like the full fragment scattered. Go deeper than that. Wave out the void of common sense. Got me towards death with that dry experience. Evident. Try to make a difference. And then you just run the verse. I'm on the roof. All I told them was the truth. Maybe you should ask if your heart's in it too. Apologize. They're divided. There's no time. We're gonna find them. Remediation, reassignment. This is gonna take some time. Why incision, rain you win, biggest division, doesn't hold the interstition. But now, they win, I know when they go, I can, I won't, I was exposed, I'll cause a hope so. We're not even supposed to be here. Yeah, this is weird, but my work is here. Count the lesson on so far to stand, yeah. I'm flying to the heavens, but nobody hears me. But nobody hears me. Nobody hears me. But nobody hears me. I'm shouting to the heavens, but nobody hears me. I hear your body clear and it's making my ears bleed.
You don't have to protect me, cause I've got to divide us to get in the truth.
Man and blue, and I just wanna do it. That's all you see, that's all you do. Supposed to stop through. Pick one up, there's a very few. Wasting time, not how many lives. Gonna watch them die from the top of mine. Time to save me, sacrifice. Giving all rest and stop to ride. With a worst position, if anyone listen, the best is there. High, paranoid, don't fit the description. Some kind of experiment, reality, pre-existing. Oh God, what exactly you were buying? Now how did you find me? Do I know you? You're lying, bitch. Time it takes to explode in his face. Just sit back, cause I'll explain on the way. We're going down, have the bodies and evacuate. Shit, storm's about to break, in the rift you demonstrate. Can't quit with a clear conscience. My choice is frustrating as it's meant. It's got me on, it's so hard.
I'm flying to the heavens, but nobody hears me.
Shouting to the heavens or anyone who will listen. The fix is in or the sky is falling. And when it hits, it's going to be the shitstorm of all time.
Well, I would say that about does it, Spooky.
Ah, yeah, we're back. Up next, Johnny with the freaking out.
Yeah, yeah, what's up, everybody? Johnny Richter. Couldn't stay way too long. You know what I mean? Had to keep doing this music thing, man. It's what I love. But dealing with all this shit, man, had me kind of freaking out. So I bounced.
I'm a free king. I beat these for weekly. You keep cheese, the police team with weak knees. I need cheese to smoke till I'm knee-deep. Police team, they see me in the precinct. You weak wings are self-clean. I bring things that'll rip your ass apart like six up and sing sing. I'll sing sing a sad song. After your heart, stop beating. So bring me along to any killers that speak team. I need three things. I mean cleave a knife, but chick that eat clean. I see these hoes, take the pictures in the mall. The same type of bitches that are sitting on the wall. I got it all, the digits and the email. But I don't wanna have to bore you with the details. So tell me what you wanna do. Johnny Richter freaking out to follow up the laughter. I'm sick of motherfuckers trying to control my brain. I don't care what they say, so fuck what you claim. My shit be insane, your shit is straight lame. My dog's off the chain and I'm freaking out. I'm sick of motherfuckers trying to control my brain. I don't care what they say, so fuck what you claim. My shit be insane, your shit is straight lame. My dog's off the chain and I'm freaking out. I might fight with a mic when I meet him in the street.
even with the heat. Subpoena and I'm free, gone from the cops' mouth. I hear a lot of mouths, but really what you talk about? Now they mad, cause I'm changing the language. Now they straight, cause I changed, they don't know who I hang with. I know who I am, you can never be tough. I'm a G, had to leave, they don't respect me enough. But guess what? I'm back, you're killing it. Backhand to the ones that ain't feeling it. A beautiful mind, I'm brilliant. Anybody got beef and I'm grilling it. They say he ripped us off by the million. But who are they to say you lost like Gilligan? I kill once and I ain't scared to kill again. It's half of the story, now go and fill it in. I'm sick of motherfuckers trying to control my brain. I don't care what they say, so fuck what you claim. My shit be insane, your shit is straight lame. My dog's off the chain and I'm freaking out. I'm sick of motherfuckers trying to control my brain. I don't care what they say, so fuck what you claim. My shit be insane, your shit is straight lame. My dog's off the chain and I'm freaking out.
Yeah, we back. Up next, what they give y'all? How about some old school shit? Old school twisted. We don't die.
Up next,
Tech N9ne, the industry is punk.
The industry's a bunch of fucking punks.
Here's what they said.
Well, you know, Tech, your drum and bass might not go well with urban radio, you know? And your orange hair is so not black. I mean, you know, you understand what I'm saying.
Radio, cause they be on punk shit, paleo. Industry's a shady one. Hip-hop, radio, radio, cause they be on punk shit, paleo. Industry's a shady one. Hip-hop, radio, radio, cause they be on punk shit, paleo. Industry's a shady one. Hip-hop, radio, radio, cause they be on punk shit, paleo. Industry's a shady one.
Don't nobody wanna deal with a nigga that got it together for real and even think his own dog. Everybody wanna do what everybody else doing, the copycat is what they've been told. I'ma get in the brain of the lame, I contain pain, and I'ma give it to the rap game. The way you're doing it, the way you're pursuing it, you're gonna ruin the feeling, it's a goddamn shame. Are you ready for the real? Here we go now. Most on the radio can't flow now. Every day I gotta cut the radio down. Sound like another pop or a no town. We can't have a contest or a showdown. But you cats got the same kind of flow sound. Checking in, I'm coming up with the mo down. Run up in the record label with a 4 pound. Am I too versatile? Curse to drown in the bowels of the earth, and I'll be first to ground and burst out the bowels of the original murderous burst out the mouth. Big Tech N9ne gonna be the one running the race. That's real, I'm speaking to everyone in the place. I can deal with you don't like a drum in the bass. If you can deal with a motherfucking cut in your face, I can't get with it. Record labels in the industry are sick with it. PDs, I'm really don't know a hit for shit. Kick the bitch, if you diss my hit, you might get pistol whipped. Catch him in the hall, hit him in the jaw. Give it to the fans, they can get it all. Cause the industry is punk. Check, I'm ready to get crunk, I'm coming to straight down with a punk.
Hip-hop, radio, cause they be on punk shit, radio. Industry's a shady one.
Industry's a shady one. Hip-hop, radio, radio, cause they be on punk shit, radio. Industry's a shady one. Hip-hop, radio, radio, cause they be on punk shit, radio. Industry's a shady one.
Up next, ICP. Hey, Bato.
You know you are a clown girl, bitch boy. Forks up, forks down. We all got clown love, bitch face. Hey, what's your name?
Bitchy.
You down with the clown, bitchy? You better run your little bitch ass home, you little punk ass bitch.
Oh, yeah, that makes you sick. Psycho.
Thank you.
And we back. What up, Ghetto?
Hey, Vardo. Why did you eat the Taco Bell dog?
Because I offended you by saying Merry Christmas. So I decided to really offend you.
How dare you. It's Happy Holidays. You know, not everybody celebrates Christmas.
Well, get the fuck over. fucking little, you know, little peanut fucking dream must have came true, man.
What's that? Almost being as tall as Kevin Hart.
Well, that too. But the fact he gets to be in a movie with Ice Cube.
Yeah, I guess. Is that somebody he listens to?
Man, that's probably someone who he idolizes. You know, well, I don't know if we call him a rapper anymore because now that he's become an actor.
Man, he hasn't made a song in years.
Yeah. Let's see. Lil Peanut. Let's see if we've got any new tracks. No.
He's too busy being an actor.
And a ghost.
Well, that would be under actor.
Well, apparently he was in a video called My Favorite Car by Itzy, featuring Lil Peanut.
Whoever that may be.
I have no idea.
Itzy Bitsy Spider.
Man, that fucking watch is bigger than fucking Peanut's head. The fuck? He just killed it by saying bro.
I believe he said bruh.
Either way, he just killed that entire fucking track. Just by saying that.
Does this mean we can't even hear the song?
Man, you ain't in my city, bro. Yes, I am. Look at your body. I sure is. You have, huh? Stand up. Speak to the sun. Go, go. Pink, light, blue, blue. Rams on the thing. Now, fight, soon, soon. Imagine that, miss. All our bites, no fight. I'll be playing like it's that new Camaro.
Down low, my top lick back. Ain't no feeling it in the hood where I'm at. 20
there you go.
Wonder what the hell that dude's going to sound like when he gets older.
I don't know. I guess we'll just have to use our imagination.
Because I don't know, man. Because him as a kid, man, kind of sounds like, you know, Jump Steady's daughter.
Yeah, true.
I don't know. I mean, it's a pretty good song, I mean, for little kids.
Yeah. I don't know. I think Peanut, I think Peanut, though, killed the entire track.
So what was that one part, man? I swear it was about to go into the song by T.I. called Talk Back.
I have no idea.
They literally were saying the same thing they say in that song. What the fuck are they doing?
No clue. We got this one chick up on here. Danielle Dione? Fucking your last name is. Says, they killing it every damn time. Better than Drake on every level. Turn up forever.
See you ahead.
Oh, man. Yeah, I have to agree. Definitely better than fucking Drake on every level. Shit. Anyone's better than Drake on any level.
Yeah.
But I got some new tracks up on the soundboard by a couple new artists.
Oh, man.
First up is going to be the Dons.
Did you say the Dons?
Yeah.
Are they gangsters?
Well, you can figure that one out for yourself. I don't even know. But,
how the fuck am I through that?
I have no idea. But here we go with the track, Can't Deny It.
Yeah. It's been a while. But we're back. The Dons.
Every arrow, I float like an arrow. Shot by devil, piercing through bone marrow. Chances of survival are very narrow. Worship this Don like an Egyptian pharaoh. Being creative, we the tag team champs. Always shining like some streetlight lamps. He enjoys his liquor, I enjoy my plants. No matter what, we stay tight like some clamps. Send John Tapper, my bars are the sickest. That's how I get your attention the quickest. Your bars are just weak like 7 days. Like how fast food jobs weekly pays. The Dons, we incredible like Peter Parker. And we grind harder than some Teflon armor. Constant hustle, so we gotta play smarter. Just like a defensive lineman starter.
Back on the grind with our feet on the ground. You can't deny cause you're hearing it now. Fuck what they say when the hate is profound. But you can't deny it.
Fuck you, drop kick a midget with only your middle digits. Raised up in the air, critter fucking right, you miss me. 747 to your dreams, I'm the turbulence. I cause awkward silence, like watching Miley's working it. Yeah, money's fun, but it's not what my mission be. It's shitting on them till they're pissed at me. Treat the rap game like cunnilingus. The G-spot is a mystery, so I'm eating pussy rappers till I'm going down in history. Fucking with these punks, it's always trouble, man. Pulled so many ways, it's time to snap like a rubber band. Wind up on my radar, be very afraid. Stephen King on the track, I get carried away. I love hearing rappers bitching about wealth. I skip laughing my ass off, straight to pissing myself. Still ride heavy, get stepped on, son. It's time to bring the rap game back up to DEFCON 1.
Back on the grind with our feet on the ground. You can't deny cause you're hearing it now. Fuck what they say when the hate is profound. But you can't deny it, yeah.
back. So what'd you think of that, man?
I'm not really sure what them verses had to do with that chorus.
Who knows?
I don't know. They got some decent punchlines.
Yeah. I mean, it's a good track, but I think they should probably make verses that have to do with the chorus.
Well, maybe I just don't understand, but to me right now, it just doesn't make sense how those two go together. Shout out to Flo Rida. That dude that made that song Low, and the chorus has nothing to do with the verses.
Yeah, I remember that. Man, but fucking the Wyatt fucking beat the fucking shit out of the Rhodes brothers.
Good. Now it's time to get a title shot.
I gotta say, man, fucking Goldust definitely has a dope new shirt though, man.
Well, Wyatt, why don't you say the Goldust and Cody Rhodes shirt looks dope. The one where their logos are combined.
Because the Goldust one's a little bit better than that one.
Well, neither one of them looked that great, but whatever you say.
But honestly, how much you think, depending on whether or not, if I want to get that the new AJ Lee shirt, though?
Did you just say you want to buy an AJ Lee shirt?
Yeah.
Aren't those all, like, girl shirts?
No. They actually got one for men.
What is it, the one that says Love Bites?
Nah, that's a new one. AJ Lee Widow's Web special edition t-shirt.
Yeah, I don't know. I really don't see myself wearing an AJ Lee t-shirt. Unless, like, she's half naked on it or something.
Well, yeah. So, Gettleman, do you plan on getting the new Wyatt family pendant or charm?
Man, I saw that like 2 weeks ago.
I'm just now seeing this shit.
This shit's like $12, though.
Yeah.
And it doesn't look very big.
I don't know. I think the new one that they got, the new one they got, the one that says Don't Stray looks pretty fucking badass.
It looks just like the other one.
Well,
except the other one looks a whole lot better because it says the Wyatt family on the front with that face, a whole bunch of, you know, crazy colors and whatnot, and then on the back it says Don't Stray.
Oh man, today was definitely a crazy day for work.
Yeah, you fighting with Mexicans again.
How are you going to fight with people?
Don't people ever report you for saying inappropriate things to them while they're leaving?
what are they going to report me for saying Merry Christmas?
No, for saying offensive things.
Well, for half the Buffalo words, Merry Christmas is offensive.
Well, I'm saying, man, doesn't anybody ever, you know, complain to your manager or something about you being an asshole?
No. Yeah, no, nobody really ever complained.
Well, then you got some stupid people living in your city.
Well, this is Danbury, so we do have a lot of fucking retarded people here. I think it's funny how they don't have any shirts yet for, the fuck's his name? Biggie Langston yet.
It's because he's not that big yet.
Yeah, true. But, the Usos were pretty big, and look how long.
It took them many years to fucking get a t-shirt.
Exactly.
And all they have is one shirt.
Well, a shirt, and now they have a pendant that says, "We say, you say."
Yeah. Well, nobody really wants that.
Yeah, I'm guessing Junico is going to be betraying Sin Cara for a good long while now.
Oh, so he's going to continue to beat Del Rio, huh?
Yep. Well, actually, though, because tonight he ended up beating, not tonight, SmackDown, he ended up beating, the fuck's name? Damn, forgot his name. Drew McIntyre, that's the name.
Oh, that's impressive. Not. It was like somebody made a picture of Mark Henry dressed as Santa Claus, and it has some lady saying, "Santa Claus is white. He just is."
Oh, bud. That's a picture I gotta find.
I don't even remember where I saw that. I saw it. I was like, "Wow, that's not racist or anything." I was gonna tag you in it, but then I never did. I just kept going.
Let's see. You know, maybe one of these days I'm going to end up buying one of these fucking Sin Cara masks just for the hell of it.
Yeah. Maybe the next time they have a sale.
Yeah. I'll put it on. I'll go to the WWE and be like, "I'm Sin Cara."
There you go. You just hop the rail and be like, "I'm Sin Cara."
But I think they should make these fucking pants. Well, I think it's funny how the fucking pants cost more than the fucking mask.
The fuck,
dude? The fucking Sin Cara mask are $50. The Sin Cara pants are $80.
That's a bit extreme.
I mean, come on. How the fuck is a pants getting more expensive than a fucking mask?
Now, is it a one size fits all?
No, it's a youth. It's for youth, like little kids. They don't have any sizes for fucking grown people.
Little kids? Well, how do you expect to wear some Sin Cara pants?
Well, here we go. Here's one for grown people. Looks like. Yeah, I think it is one size fits all because of the fact it's, I guess it's also a stretch.
Yeah, right, dude. Some person put them on a stretch, man, and rip a fucking hole in them.
Yeah, become the Hulk.
Yeah, you just wasted $80.
Yeah, there we go. I can buy a mask. I can buy the pants. And I could buy the black and red arm sleeves, and I could put them on and just start running around like fucking Sin Cara.
There you go. You can wear that to work.
Yeah, I can see it now. My fucking one of my mentors was trying to take the mask off before I scare people.
What are you talking about, man? People that come in that store would appreciate that Mexican heritage and all.
This is true. So where the fuck did Paul Heyman run off to? Did he just die?
I don't know. He's too busy with his Heyman hustle.
Man, I don't think the Heyman hustle even exists anymore since, you know.
Yes, it does. He just did an article talking about Kelly Kelly's new calendar and shit.
Ah. Well, because I was going to say, you know, seeing as how Curtis Axel and fucking Ryback fucking dropped him as a fucking manager.
Yeah, and you see how well they're doing.
Yeah, right?
Where'd Gold Dust go? Stupid ass Axel. And how the hell are you going to wear a shirt that says better than perfect? Are you kidding me?
Yeah, right?
He just fucking sucks.
Yeah. He does.
Well, at least tomorrow it's good Santa versus bad Santa.
Yeah, that's going to be horrible.
I like how the one guy was talking about how they should repackage Del Rio and all that shit and bring him back with Ricardo. He's like, just don't have him run Santa Claus over again.
Man, I think if Del Rio was to try to run over fucking Mark Henry, man, I'd putting a dent in the fucking thing.
That'd be funny. Instead of running over Mick Foley.
Yeah, it's true. Boy, that score sucks.
What store sucks?
McFarlane Toys Store.
Why are you looking at a toy store?
I'm looking at the Undertaker Icon Series resin statues, and they got a few statues. They even got one of Spawn.
You're talking about? There's one on WWE.com.
Yeah, it's sold out.
Damn. Yeah, it looks like all their DVDs are sold the fuck out, though.
Yeah, that would not surprise me whatsoever.
Since they had to buy one, get one free thing.
Here you go, Ben. If you go to McFarlane's toy store, they got Walking Dead action figures.
Oh, yeah. How much are they asking for?
I'll see. For the Michonne pet two, pet number two, $10.
Now, what kind of action figures are these?
Well, are they action figures or what the hell they are?
Are they pop?
No. They're like actual action figures.
They have anybody else?
Let's see. They got the Walking Dead Bloody Black and White Michonne and Pet Zombies 3-pack for $37.95.
Alright, well that's way too much.
And then they got Walking Dead Series 4, Merle and Daryl Dixon 2-pack for $28.
Man, they got that everywhere, though. That's probably the only one people buy, too.
Yeah, probably. That's about it.
They don't have any single bags of anybody else besides that zombie.
Everyone else is sold out.
Damn.
Yeah.
Yeah, because at like Walmart and shit, man, they went like $14 for like figures like it.
I mean, they got the fucking Pet Zombie number one, and then they got Michonne by herself for
$20. $20? Get the fuck out of here. See what I mean? Them damn prices. They're too damn high, I tell you.
Wait, there you go. It gets better, man. They got Andrea, The Walking Dead, Series 4, for $15.
See? There you go. The original price.
they even have one of the governors for $15. And then, of course, Riot Gear Zombie, $15. Carl, $15. That's what they have
Carl,
for season 5.
Now tell me who the hell buys Carl.
Probably just Carl himself.
Man. Well, that is true because he doesn't stay in the house, so... He's probably out buying his own action figure.
Well, they got the Series 5 is going to be coming soon, and they got one of Maggie.
Oh, yeah? Damn. Took them long enough.
Maggie for $15. They got one of Glenn for $15.
Well, they even got the governor's daughter as an action figure.
Yeah. Let's see. They're going to have a Tyrese one for $15. Merle by himself for $15, and a charred zombie for $15.
I don't even think anybody buys the zombie ones either.
Probably not. But now I'm on eBay, I'm looking at Deadpool statues.
Motherfucker, don't you know it's going to be Christmas?
Exactly.
Maybe your mother already got you one.
And I doubt it because I didn't ask for one yet.
Oh, aren't we waiting until the very last second to ask for something for Christmas?
I already asked for something for Christmas. I asked for a PS4. And the Wolverine movie. Funny enough, I already know two of the things I'm already getting. The Wolverine movie. And a thing of axe.
You say the Lord of the Rings movie?
No, the Wolverine movie.
I was just like, you watched the Lord of the Rings? I had no idea.
Okay, that's it.
Yeah, I could never get into those movies.
Yeah, I gotta say the ending of, Man of Steel was kind of surprising.
Ooh.
only because of the fact they ended up having Superman kill General Zod by snapping his neck.
Ooh.
And usually Superman doesn't really, follow a code of, killing.
Yeah, I found that out in your nerd conversation I was stuck in.
Well, you decided to jump into it.
you told me, go ahead and try it, man. So, if I take paper and I put it in a shredder, that motherfucker's done, okay? I don't give a fuck. If he never dies, he'll die then.
Yeah, and you end up annoying the shit out of fucking Ducky.
Man, all she said was one thing, and then she walked away.
Oh, she hit me up.
Wow. See that, man? I can piss off anybody.
Let's see what it was that she said. Like a
find it. Oh yeah, here we go. She goes, she said, these people know nothing. I wish I could just, I wish I could bitch slap people sometimes.
She is very correct. I do know absolutely nothing about comic books. Nor do I follow any of that bullshit.
Oh, bud.
But whatever, if you want to believe in fictional characters and believe they never die, y'all go ahead.
Well, if they're fictional, they don't die.
Everybody dies. The series either ends, there's no more of that shit, people stop drawing it, or somebody actually dies.
Oh, yeah, so by the way, are you ready for the second track I put up on the soundboard I was telling you about?
Not really.
This is Tony Bone featuring Domes with the track Dome Spitter.
Around the bush and take a seat and get beat down. And if you're thinking you're better, you can can suck on my pelvis, cause the only two teams round here are me and Elvis. You ain't fucking with the Tony Bones, and don't put up. Switch a creeper, bend me a home with an eye miller. 5 feet tall, but feeling like Godzilla with that Arizona sensible pencil. I'm a killer, and I come from the trap house. The trap house, who know where we'll go now? We'll go far, getting that money from the backyard. The backyard, coming up out of the trap, the trap car. The trap car, now, who they really want it for bone? I'm coming to get it from the back on, before I'm popping the chrome. I'm giving it proof of it in my own, I can do it alone. I get in the zone, you can tell that I'm on, but it's getting me alone.
And we're back. I'm guessing you didn't like it.
What? What?
I'm sorry, was that too boring for you?
Sorry, I'm not from the trap house.
I'm not from the trap house either. I don't even know what the fuck the trap house is.
That's because you're white.
Man, you white too.
But I know what it is, though.
Yeah, that dude's absolutely fucked.
It's something that we're very far from.
Yeah, I blame Shelby.
Shelby?
Why? Yeah.
Man, she's far from what she's supposed to be, too. The way she talks does not match her at all.
But... No, because... She's the one who fucking asked me to like that stupid fucking page. Tony Bone. I figured.
The only thing that she invited me to like was some page where people were just making fun of religion or something.
Yeah, I think she invites me to like a lot of the band pages because of the fact, you know, the radio station.
Well, nobody invites me to that shit.
Feel lucky.
I guess. People only invite me to things that I really don't care about.
Man, I should order these keys.
Ooh, keys.
It's a collection set of 18 golden Zodiac keys.
Oh, we're back to that nerd talk.
That would be correct.
Wonderful.
Yeah, I go for the stainless steel Superman pendant. Or I go with the Batman Superman's ring. Or the Batarang from Batman.
What the fuck are you going to do with that?
Just start throwing my people. Let's see what this watch has. Let's see what this watch looks like. I already ordered the fairy tale pendant, so I'm good with that one. Yes, I know. Too much of the nerd talk is too much for you, Ghetto.
Just have no idea what the fuck you're talking about.
Yeah. I have an idea. I think you should ask Shelby to be your prom queen.
What Shelby are we even talking about?
I'm talking about Elmo.
Oh. She won't be my prom queen.
Well, there you go.
Sounds weird, but we're happy. Hey, man!
Thank you.
we're back. I think someone should electrocute Goldust again.
What?
I think someone should electrocute Goldust again.
Why?
Well, man, he was funny as all fucking hell when he was fucking stuttering and shit like he was. Like back in the day, like, you know, when they had him stuttering and shit. Going, ooh, 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 and shit like that.
Yeah.
So I think someone should do it again to him. Well, it's bound to happen sooner or later. Because the more they fuck with the Wyatts, man, I wouldn't be surprised if fucking Bray Wyatt fucking does the same thing to him. That happened to him like fucking a few years ago.
So you're saying they're going to electrocute him?
Possible. Oh, yeah, I uploaded about, let's see, 4 out of 5 tracks from Johnny Richter.
See that? A link that actually worked?
Yeah, didn't need a password.
And it was surprisingly posted by Straight Outta DK.
More likely because they probably got tired of hearing people ask, "What's the password?"
Well, yeah. Well, who wants to fucking keep clicking a link and there ain't no damn password?
Exactly.
Since that was like the only link available.
Well, yeah.
But you should play that Christmas song by Carmen, though.
You have a Christmas track of Bonnie by Carmen?
Yeah. Came out like
a... Hold on, I gotta get back on the store. Well, good. You should send it my way, and we'll throw it up on the next tape.
It's on the soundboard, man. Just play it.
Or once I'm back on the soundboard.
And we really don't have permission for that either.
Yeah, okay, each of my click, because when I was first on the soundboard, I got a bunch of page saying, "Oops, our engineers have been notified and we will get this fixed. In many cases, it will work the second time if you try it again." So I got booted off the
soundboard. A lot of tardies are still fucking up.
Yes, yes, yes. So let's try it the third time. Because I tried it a second time. I got booted off. It went way back on the soundboard. Let's try it the third time.
They completely lied then. They said if you try again, it will be back on.
Exactly. All right. Took 3 times to get up on here, motherfuckers. Get down to Carmen. Come steady, Carmen. With a sleigh ride.
Sleigh ride. together with you. Outside the snow is falling and friends are calling you who. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you.
Apparently, no one deserves Christmas, and he's going to cancel it.
Yeah, because he holds the power like that.
Exactly.
So go ahead and cancel Christmas on Monday.
Yes, I was going to get this fairy tale watch. Then I realized I probably won't get it for like a few months.
And why is that?
Because it shipped from China. So if it's shipping from China, I ain't gonna get it for a few months.
You gotta ask yourself, is it worth it?
Hell yeah, it's worth it. I mean, the watch will come in handy, so that way I don't have to keep bringing my iPod with me to work and check the time on my iPod.
Really? That's what it is?
Yeah.
When you could just simply go to a store and just buy a simple watch.
Yeah, but I like the look of this watch.
But I gotta have these damn anime Japanese fucks on my watch to be able to tell the time.
Exactly. Let's see. Ooh, they got fairy tale playing cards now.
You gonna play with your mom? Play some cards?
Fuck out of here.
She'll be like, what the hell are these stupid characters on here?
It looks like cards that you should.
This doesn't look like Jesus.
The fuck? This doesn't look like Jesus? The fuck was that?
I was referring to the playing cards.
I didn't think they were supposed to look like Jesus.
And I was referring to the characters.
I didn't think the characters were supposed to look like Jesus.
That's my point.
Hey, this hoodie looks pretty badass. But I'm not paying $60 for a hoodie.
Yeah, not unless it says whoop whoop on it.
But even then, I'm not paying $60 on a hoodie. They can keep the whoop whoop.
Damn.
I mean, a hoodie is not worth $60 in no way, shape, or form.
Well, hoodies are like $40-something anyway.
Exactly. But they ain't worth no $60.
And I got tons of hoodies that I probably wore like maybe just a couple times.
Yeah, I mean, I got, like, white hoodies, which are the only ones I wear anyway, because of the fact all we're really allowed to wear at work is white and black.
White hoodies, yeah. Those don't get dirty easily or anything.
Man, blame my job, fucking morons.
Well, wear a black hoodie.
Not allowed to.
You just said you could wear white and black.
Yeah, white shirt, black pants.
You can't switch it up?
Nope, they'd send me home.
That's retarded, man. At least you're still wearing the colors.
I know, right?
It's not like you came in, like, in red.
It's funny because the color for our store is even white and black. It's red, blue, and green and white.
What?
Well, maybe red and blue and white.
Well, you can't really wear those colors. I just think you're gang members.
Yeah, but they probably would think that.
Like you have, like, the cart people wearing red and having, like, cashiers wearing blue. And then the manager's wearing white.
Yeah. Which is funny because the manager's already wear, like, got a couple managers that wear red and a couple that wear blue. So it's like, yeah, no.
Oh, come on, man. That dude headbutted that bitch and she was just completely knocked out, just like that.
must be the size of Mark Henry.
Nah, man. He's some skinny motherfuckers.
No, fuck out of here with that shit.
I don't know, man. I've never really seen anybody just got headbutted and was just instantly knocked the fuck out.
Yeah, no. Mina Fedora.
You want a fedora?
Nah, man. Mina Fedora. Must be a chick. Possibly.
Well, I would hope so.
Well, let's find out. This is Johnny Richter. Let Me Win featuring Mina Fedora.
Oh, that is a chick then, yeah.
Unbelievable, what you're doing to me. Unforgettable, the things that I make you see. Never running out of things that we can talk about. Then I show you things I think I shouldn't say out loud. So fight, am I the one on your mind? I'm fine, if I'm forgetting your time. Wanna be the one you see and when you close your eyes.
To the floor on the gas pedal, but I need more sunscreen. Rain, snow, I'm prepared for all weather. And yes, I drive better than most.
Yeah.
Don't let the record fool you on NASCAR status. Raising bars at the bar, naming it, I've had it. And yes, I fucking had it. I've had it up to here. Used to touch and grab it. Now contact's what I fear. Too many rules got me trying to feel it like I'm in a pool. And my solution to myself was to do you. So that's what I'm doing, fuck it, I do it well. If at my shows I'm booing, fuck it, it's ticket sales. Ha, you're falling deeply right into my trap. Cause I will never fail if someone meets to fall flat. Only time I'm horizontal's when I'm sleeper fucking. Ain't no stopping Johnny Rick that I'ma keep on trucking.
Unbelievable, what you're doing.
Copter rotor going round, round. Or like an armored piercing round shot off in downtown. I'm feeling sick to my stomach, need some Dramamine. Sunday, bloody Sunday, take mine with whipped cream. And I was fucking nuts, putting up for so long. Weeks my fucking crutch, and nebulizer was my bomb. Couldn't see clearly, felt like I had no future. Now I flow fiercely on beats with new producers. You say what's up, then I throw the deuces. You release the silver stone. Your ass is clueless. I drink so many beers, my new nickname is Brutus. A lot of try, but nobody does it like I do it. I'm fucking sick, man, my band wanted me committed. So I played sick, man, and on my own I went and did it. Call me a dick, man, but it's my life and I'ma live it. I'm Johnny Rick, man, and I won't stop until I'm winning.
Unbelievable, what you do.
Back. Yeah, I found her SoundCloud. Only problem is she's mainly all about fucking dubstep and fucking electronic bullshit.
And who's that?
Mina Fedora. Yeah, I found her on SoundCloud. Like I said, she's mostly about fucking like electronic and shit like that. Dub.
Lame.
Yep. I mean, she sounds good on Johnny Ritter's track, but damn. I mean, there's a few tracks of hers that do sound good, but I ain't all about that dubstep shit.
I see.
It's like, screw it. This doesn't need to exist. Now, if they were out fucking using dubstep, I think we'd all be happy.
Yeah, that's pretty much lame music, too.
Yeah, pretty much. Fago. That's your favorite I got. Three flavors. Chocolate cream pie, root beer, and orange.
Orange it is.
Yeah, I become Kel from Kenan and Kel. Who loves orange soda?
I'm just saying, man, that shit's bomb. I was just drinking that today.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely bomb for diet.
Diet? Fuck out of here.
Man, that's all they sell here in Danbury is Diet Fago. Well, except for one store. But that one store only carries...
Fuck that.
But that one store only carries two flavors.
So, I'd rather go to that store.
The only two flavors they carry is Rock and Ryan Root Beer.
Well, at least they don't sell bad flavors.
That's true.
They could sell, like, cream soda.
Man, I wish they did. Man, I wish they did, because I wouldn't mind trying the cream soda of Fago.
Cream soda is disgusting no matter who makes it.
The fuck, this shit's flat. What the hell? What the fuck? I just opened it too, and it's flat.
Well then.
No, well, fuck it. I'll drink it anyways.
He's still chugging it down.
Hell yeah.
Well,
welcome to the shop.
Welcome to the what?
Pop shop.
Yeah? Thought you said welcome to the fuck shop or something. What the fuck?
Yeah, man, they got new fucking... Oh, hell yeah, they got more flavors for the 24-ounce bottles. Let's see what flavor they got here. They have... 60-40, black cherry, blue moon mist. I gotta get that one. Candy apple, cherry cola. Cola, cream soda, Dr. Fager. Yeah, Dr. Fager. Fago.
No, that's definitely new.
ginger ale, gold. Grape, moon mist. Ohana iced tea with lemon. Ohana.
Man, nobody drinks that shit.
Yeah. Ohana, kiwi, strawberry, lemonade, punch, raspberry lemonade, strawberry, banana, orange, peach, pineapple, watermelon, raspberry, blueberry, red pop, rock and rye, root beer, and all the diets. Man, that makes you... Wait, that makes me wonder. Yep, nope. Let's see. I'd probably be better off going with the cans. See what we got here. Yeah, nope. I want to even get a variety pack. I think I'd rather go when I get paid Friday. I'm going with a fucking 24 ounce.
Ooh. You big baller.
I think I'm going to go with the Blue Moon Mist. I've had Moon Mist, but I haven't had the Blue Moon Mist yet. Maybe the Pineapple Watermelon as well. Maybe a Wanna Punch.
Yeah,
and
no.
Gold. And I'll go with the Gold as well. But I think I'm going to skip this match, though. It's The Miz versus Damian Sandow.
Jeez.
Whoa, really? Apparently, fucking Michael Cole and, JBL were fighting about who the fucking real Santa is.
Wow. It's gonna be sad if Christmas is canceled. That's what Busta B says in that Christmas song. It says, looks like we don't have to wake up next year. It looks like they canceled Christmas.
Well, he's gonna get his wish if Damian Sandow has his way.
Well, the song was made last year.
Yeah. Yeah, Summer Rae. She's a nice ass. Horrible voice, nice ass.
She's just fine.
Yeah, as long as you fucking duct tape her mouth shut.
There's a lot of bitches, man, that are like, they look bomb as fuck, then they start talking, dude. It's like, never mind.
Yeah, right? Legend of Hercules in 2D and 3D, January 10th, rated PG-13. That's a good. I just want to check that movie out when it comes out. He seeks the truth. I mean, that Rise game was good, but it's only for one fucking system. And the only one for it, Xbox.
I know this.
Which is stupid, because, I mean, if you're going to put out a game, why put it out for just one system?
So people have to buy that system to play it?
Yeah, well, I'm not going to waste my money on that, on the fucking Xbox One. This is a horrible song. Shut the fuck up.
Oh, yeah? And Giant Turd was a great song?
And Giant Turd was even worse.
Okay, I'll see you tomorrow. When you get away from smartphones and video games and tablets, it's amazing what you can really plug into. This
yeah, absolutely nothing.
Sports
Authority.
All things sporting good.
Sports Authority.
The real world.
Man, I think the last time I was at a fucking Sports Authority was my fucking playing hockey, roller hockey. That's about it.
You're not killing kids. You're not killing kids. Shut the fuck up.
Don't feel like hearing about that movie. So did you hear, man, fucking, Total Divas will be back next year in March.
I don't care.
Hey, hello.
I don't even watch that show.
I watch it just because it's like it's part of the WWE. And plus a lot of the divas are fucking sexy as all fuck. And I don't want to see what that is going to happen with fucking John Cena and Nikki Bella. They're going to finally break the fuck up.
Well, they should, since she wants kids and to get married, and he does not.
So exactly.
Never really going to work.
Yeah, pretty much. I hope your engine blows. I hope you get into an accident.
So, since all them people are on that show, how come John Cena only pushes for Daniel Bryan? How come he don't help out the Usos?
I think it's only because of the fact sooner or later, they'll be relatives.
But I was just saying, like, helps him out all the time and shit, and you know, he got a big say in WWE, so why don't he help out the Usos that are also on Total Divas?
Fuck if I know. Oh yeah, by the way, 2000, ooh, yeah, looks like the Bellas are going to be part of a movie, a couple movies coming out.
Okay.
One is Confessions of a Womanizer, and the other one is the Flintstones movie.
Womanizer movie, huh? That sounds about right.
For
John Cena, I guess.
Yeah, probably.
The Flintstones movie. Who's that going to star? The Bella Twins, Daniel Bryan, and John Cena?
I don't know, it's coming out in 2015.
It could be Barney Rubble. John Cena could be Fred Flintstone. And it's Fruity Pebbles.
Fruity Pebbles.
See, man, that movie was made for all of them.
Yeah, it was. Wow. You're actually right, except for one half.
What?
Oh, wait, I'm not. Daniel Bryan will be a part of it. And so will Vince McMahon.
Vince McMahon? And,
yeah. Well, what's funny is the fact that they're not going to go with the original Flintstones movies and be called, you know, Fred Flintstone and shit like that. It's going to be John Cena Stone, Nikki Boulder, CM Punk Rock, Vince Nick Magma.
What the fuck?
Yeah, but I mean, they're going to keep their original first names, but this completely changed everything up.
Man, they can't be serious with this shit.
Oh, but
wow.
It's a whole new Flintstones.
Yeah, WWE style.
Yeah. Why are they always going to ruin everything?
That's a good question.
I mean, the Flintstones were badass, but now you gotta fucking change it up and take out Flintstones and make John Cena Stone.
Yeah, see that. He's going to have Fruity Pebbles.
And more likely, Brie Bella will probably be fucking CM Punk's wife in the movie.
What the hell? So what's the deal with CM Punk, man? Is he still with Lita or is he fucking AJ?
I don't know. That's a good point. That's a good question. Let's find out. Let's see. Personal life. He's fucking AJ.
He's fucking AJ.
Yep.
He getting the crazy loving.
Yeah, in April 2013, it was reported that he and Lita were back together. However, they ceased dating later in 2013. December 2013, it was reported that Punk is currently in a relationship with AJ Lee.
That's really weird.
Yeah.
Well, at least he's fucking some hot bitch.
Well, technically, he fucked two hot bitches.
But I'm just saying, at least right now, he's fucking some hot bitch.
Hell yeah. Oh, but that's just funny, though, because he goes from Lita to AJ. And if I go back from him, I go back to Lita, from AJ back to Lita.
Well, at least he got the hot divas shit.
Yeah. But shit. I can't imagine Vince McMahon in a movie, especially the Flintstones.
All CM Punk needs to do is fuck Caitlyn.
Yeah. Start up a whole new war between AJ and Caitlyn.
Yeah. Even though it looks like Caitlyn's with some dude that's like a fucking midget.
Probably.
Because he's all, like, small, but then he got, like, muscles and shit.
Yeah, right.
Oksana, man, I can't even look at her, man, because her boobs are all weird.
Oh, man, that was just fucking perfect, though.
What?
I mean, she's got a nice face, but her boobs are weird as fuck.
No, I said I can't even look at her, man, because her boobs are all fucking weird.
Yeah.
She got some nice legs and whatnot, but, like, yeah.
She's a nice ass, too.
She can't wrestle.
Yeah, can't wrestle. Can't get her boobs right.
Exactly. And on top of that, man, if you got implants, man, or something, man, at least make them look right.
Yeah, right.
But if they're real, man, then it's just odd.
But man. They probably are real.
Well, we'll never know.
Yeah. There you go, man. If you ever go to a fucking Raw event and she's there, you could ask her, does she have implants or are they real?
Yeah, because that's what I want to ask her.
Well, that's what I want to ask her. Yeah, apparently Caitlin's engaged already.
Yeah, I know. It sucks.
Someone named TJ Braun.
Yeah, that must be the midget looking guy.
Probably because I've never even heard of the motherfucker.
Nobody has. Did she just recently get engaged or something? Is that why she's not around?
I don't know. Apparently he owns his own fucking fitness thingamajigger.
There's a shocker.
Yeah, it's called Braun Fitness.
Ooh.
Yeah, so apparently the only reason why she uses the spear is because of Goldberg.
Yeah, see that? Not Roman Reigns.
Yeah, man, and at least she admits it, too, because, I like Goldberg because, like, her wrestling idol is Goldberg. So, that makes sense, to use the spear because since that's her idol, to pay homage, use a spear. Roman Reigns can't wrestle, so that's the reason why he uses a spear.
Exactly. That's the only thing he learned.
Yeah.
That and that gay little ballerina punch.
Fucking faggot.
He does that and he does a spear. That's why he's not in the match very long.
It's true. It's damn true.
Other than that, all he does is throw a few punches, a few kicks.
Yeah, I mean, at least fucking Seth Rollins and Dean Ambrose got to wrestle.
Yeah.
What the fuck were they thinking when they threw fucking Roman Reigns into the field?
They just needed a third version.
Yeah. But what if it's smarter to get somebody that could actually wrestle?
They probably should have just got Brad Maddox.
But that would just be horrible.
Since they were all on the same thing anyway.
That's true. Plus, more than likely, he could probably actually wrestle.
Yeah. Unlike Roman Reigns. But everybody seems to love that dude, man.
Yeah.
Oh, he's the great wrestler right now. Get the fuck out of here. Are we watching the same thing?
Probably not.
I see he only does like three moves. What the fuck do you see?
Yeah. who the fuck knows what they see.
We see three moves. Two punches and a spear.
Yeah.
Everybody else just sees him. Probably just sees who the fuck knows what they see.
I would really like to know.
You know what? I'm going to cause some trouble on Roman Reigns' page.
I'm surprised.
I want to know why he only has three moves.
And then somebody's going to be like, you don't only have three moves. Motherfucker, yes he does.
If you don't notice that he only has three moves, there's something wrong with you.
And the punches and the headlock don't count.
Hell nah.
Because every wrestler fucking does that.
Plenty of people want to give Roman Reigns a billion likes.
Yeah, fuck that. He will not get my like.
Hell no!
He's just a very boring wrestler.
With only three moves.
Fucking Santino is more entertaining. People that are boring, like Roman Reigns, The Miz, and The Great Khali.
Yeah, right. Man, this bitch fucking Betty Jean Sosa, she's fucking retarded. She goes, now, only if he was on his own, he's got the name, the body, and the and personality. He doesn't need those other two fools. So apparently, Roman Reigns should be on his own.
So apparently, the other two people are holding him back from doing more moves. Is that the answer?
Apparently. Oh, bud.
He needs to be on his own. Yeah, he'll completely fail on his own. You know, he'll go back to his other wrestling thinking his finishing move is going to be the Bulldog.
Oh, fuck yeah. Now, this bitch makes no sense. Fucking Alexis, whatever the fuck her last name is, says Roman Reigns, get the hell out of the Shield and go fuck Orton.
Go fuck Orton? What the hell? That's interesting.
Why the fuck would you tell him to go fuck Orton for?
Are these all comments on what you just posted?
Huh?
I said, are these comments on what you just posted?
These are all under, like, let's see, someone posted up a picture of Seth Rollins and The Rock. And Alexis Chick fucking commented under that picture, Roman, get the hell out of the Shield and go fuck Orton.
I thought this is what people were saying to you.
Nah. But I did ask, why does Roman Reigns only have three moves? Yeah, apparently people think he's better than the fucking Seth Rollins and Dean Ambrose.
You're right, dude. If I had to choose, man, I'd choose Seth Rollins over all of them.
Hell yeah.
And he got better finishers.
Definitely. But I think I'll just like the pages so that way I can, you know, get, that way I can keep commenting on people. Be like, why the fuck does he only have three moves? Why do you all like him so damn much? He sucks.
Fucker. See, like, back whenever the Attitude Era was going on, I don't think I really hated any of the wrestlers.
Yeah, like, no worries.
They were all pretty dope, though.
And then he came along.
Yeah, and then nowadays, man, it's just like, these people are fucking retarded.
Yeah, they are.
Like I'm saying, they had a whole bunch of people in back here. They had DX back here, you know, Undertaker, Kane, you know, Dan Severn, fucking Steve Blackman, Ken Shamrock, fucking all them crazy people.
Yeah. Now we got Roman Reigns.
Although the only person that ever really annoyed me so much was Edge. After so long, after
yeah,
how
right.
he kept becoming the fucking champion. Like, all right, man, we fucking get it. You sleep with Vicky Guerrero and you keep getting the fucking title shot. We get it.
Exactly. The fuck is Lord Infamous?
Oh, that's right, yeah. He died.
He's like, oh, yeah, that's right, he died.
He was the dude from 3-6 Mafia.
Oh, see, serious?
Yeah. Or a part of 3-6 Mafia, whatever he did with them. I saw that, like, yesterday.
I'm just now seeing it. That's fucking nuts. He apparently passed away from a heart attack.
Seems to be a lot of people passing away like that.
Let's see, on December 20th, 2013, Gordon Smith died of a heart attack in his sleep at his mother's home in Memphis, Tennessee. DJ Paul confirmed Lord Infamous' death to online hip-hop magazine Hip-Hop DX, saying he had a heart attack in his sleep. His mother found him dead this morning. He had been dead, the doctors say, for about 5 hours. And she came home. He was sitting at the kitchen table with his head down on his arms. He told his girlfriend that he was sleeping and he wanted to go to sleep. His girlfriend left and was like, you going to be fine? He's like, and he was like, yeah, I'm going to be good. And she was like, you sure? And he was like, yeah, I'm positive. Just want to get some sleep. So he laid his head and his arms on at the kitchen table. He went to sleep. Then his mother came home, and he was sitting at the kitchen table, passed away.
Damn.
Yeah, man. And apparently he had that one that was in the works too.
Find a fucking dead person on your kitchen table.
Yeah, right.
That's some shit.
Hell yeah, it is.
No, God, what was that? Another real world coming on.
What? No, fuck no. Kill it.
That's just what we need. I don't even watch that shit. I only watch the challenge.
Yeah. Man, Mary, the fuck are you doing, bitch?
Jeez. You're just so nice to everyone, huh?
Ah, but the fact that she posts up there saying, describe me using one word that starts with the letter M. Comment, and I'll give you a letter.
Moron.
And the fact that it has to be one word, that sucks. Because I was gonna type in Miss Mary Mac all dressed in black. Oh wait.
Who says it has to be one word? Fucking type that out anyway.
The fuck is this? Jason David Frank in a fucking MMA fight.
Isn't that what he does?
Yeah, but it's in the form of a comic saying, recently, I've learned that the former Green Ranger, Tommy, has bulked up, tatted up, and joined the MMA scene. Honestly, I think that'd be a bit unfair for his opponent. It's morphin' time! And all of a sudden, the Dragon Lord fucking shows up and fucking fries you with lasers. The fuck?
Yeah, that would be unfair.
Yeah, it would. And the fact that someone fucking commented on here saying, totally fake. There's no sparks flying. Well, no shit, Sherlock. It's a comic.
Well, people got to point out the obvious.
Yeah. Most people need to be fucking stabbed in the head. It's fake. Well, no shit. It's a comic book, moron. What do you want it to be? Jumping out at you and fucking frying you in the head? Or something.
Yeah, like this chick commenting on a picture of Kelly Killia posted last night. Talking about a Photoshop fail on her left arm. What the fuck are you talking about? I was like, it's still her though. Like, what the hell?
Yeah, it's not even... Like, I don't even think it's Photoshopped.
Exactly. But like, what the fuck? Is that what people look for nowadays in pictures?
Apparently. They look for the Photoshop.
That's really weird. And all that girl does is post pictures of her titties.
Yeah. I don't know, Ben. How these people are just retarded.
And that same girl, apparently, she's trying to be a rapper too, but that shit is just bad.
Wait, are you serious?
Yes. At first I was like, what the hell is this? Because you post something up, but it was just beats. But then there was actual songs. I was like, well, what the fuck? You know. No.
Oh, great. Here we go. Somebody's going to be fucking Jeff Foxworthy. You might be a juggler if you... like to kick Fagos. Why the fuck would you want to... Dumb motherfucker. You might be a juggler if you like to kick Fagos.
You know, that's what they do at concerts.
That's some of those. Or if you beat a bitch bigger than you down with a baseball bat. Rachel Hanson goes, if you whoop whoop and call homies ninjas. Well, that's kind of an obvious statement there, motherfucker. Oh, look, I actually have the chick on my page.
Who?
That's Selma Manson chick. The one that you said is trying to be a rapper.
That's because you only got her there because she posts nothing but titty pictures.
Yeah. let's see if we can actually find her quote unquote music page.
There was something she posted, man. Got to be on her timeline.
Let's find out. Well, when did she post it?
I don't know. I only saw it like a day or two ago.
It's like the 21st. There it is. On SoundCloud.
She's in a relationship with is the buckshot that we know, and then it's probably because of him.
Man, just because your boyfriend's a rapper don't mean you could be a rapper.
Well, try telling people that.
Yeah, I'm not gonna waste my breath on that one. I think it might be the same buckshot, possibly.
Well, if it is, what the fuck?
I don't even know.
That chick was all right till she put a fucking rod through her fucking face.
Yes, it's the same buckshot. I guess it's just because you're getting a rapper doesn't mean you can be a rapper.
Yeah, really.
I mean, bitch got nice titties, and she should stick with those, but the rapping. Stay the fuck out the game. I mean, shit. I know well enough to know, to be honest, and say, I suck. I tried it. I suck.
and I didn't follow through on it.
Yeah, well, she's just now starting, I'm guessing. And
oh,
she'll probably just stop.
Yeah.
You know, like Super Bird, man, he actually tried to rap, and that was absolutely terrible. But he could sing, but he can't fucking rap, though.
Oh, bud. I should probably get off the Faygo website. And the whole Flintstones thing, that just sounds so stupid.
Well,
it sounded good at one point, but, yeah, then they decided to call him John Cena Stone. Nikki Boulder. Retards. I still don't understand why this fucking bagel's flat, though. Oh, well.
Maybe it's expired.
Does bagel even expire?
It's puff, motherfucker. Of course it does.
Yeah, but I didn't think soda expired.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Wow.
Like, I seriously didn't think it expired.
I mean, no, it doesn't have it. Just go ahead and keep drinking.
John Cena is going to be a part of Scooby-Doo, The Curse of the Ghost Bear in 2014.
Wow. They put him in the gayest movies.
Yeah, but that just kills fucking Scooby-Doo.
Kills the Flintstones.
Yeah, that too. Cigarette and go pass the fuck out and get my fucking
bye.
Peace.